You've tuned to Classic Hits 4CA Saturday afternoon, Sarah's Spot, all thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier. I have with me in studio Dr. Carolyn McLeod, Medical Director. We're talking pain management, particularly without the use of narcotics, because that's probably what most people want to aim for. How or what do you define as acute, chronic or chronic pain, Dr. McLeod?
So acute pain is like when you have a car wreck and or you have an acute fracture, or you have usually post-operative pain. So in other words, it's usually less than 3 months. Some people say less than 6 months, but I think 3 months is, after 3 months, I consider it chronic pain. I think the most important thing is to treat the acute pain aggressively and get treatment for that pain so that it doesn't turn into chronic pain, because chronic pain is a huge problem. About 10% of pain turns into chronic pain.
And that's because it hasn't been managed primarily at the time that it needed to be? Is that how it occurs?
Well, sometimes people need surgery that they didn't get, or I had a patient that had needed some cervical spine surgery, and it took me over a year to get it done. Now the pain's gone, but now I've got to deal with the narcotic addiction, unfortunately, because he was put on narcotics before I saw him, and it's very hard to get people down. I'm off of them. So it's a huge problem, and it's much bigger problem than it used to be. They used to say, you know, that don't cover bad medicine with narcotics when I was growing up, and they were really, we came out of the Vietnam War, where there were a lot of addicts, so they were really down on us to make sure we knew how to manage pain without narcotics. So it's changed, because the drug companies are very efficient at getting to the young people. They don't realize how difficult it is to get people off of narcotics. The saddest thing about narcotics, you actually become hypersensitive to pain. So ordinarily, when you have pain, like let's say you need to get out of somewhere, you can block your pain fibers to your brain, because it's all in your brain. The feeling of pain is all in your brain. So what happens, and they're very slow moving fibers to the brain. So if you can do things like nerve stimulation, whether it's acupuncture or electronic machines or nerve blocks, then you can block it going to the brain. And the brain can be reorganized so that it tolerates pain more. If you've seen the masters that work in Chinese and Japanese arts like Taekwondo and stuff, their brains learn to tolerate pain and not even to feel it. And anyone that's concentrated very carefully on something, they'll completely forget about the pain. So the biggest problem usually is when people are trying to sleep, all of a sudden they feel the pain. So then they end up addicted to sleeping tablets, which we know that the PAMs, benzodiazepams, associated with an increase in dementia, increase in falls. They get a paralysis of the back of their throat, so they're more likely, if they have reflux from their stomach acid, to end up with a low-grade pneumonia, pneumonitis. So what we need to do is get really aggressive with acute pain, get it treated, and help people adjust to it. So psychologists are very important with pain therapy. They help you with cognitive behavior therapies. Stanford University in California has a total self-management program. We also use pain specialists. We use anesthesiologists. We use radiologists to do injections. And the other thing is, like, I see people under treating, even just with ibuprofen. You can use a 2400 milligrams in a 24-hour period, like you can have 800 every 8 hours or 400 every 4 hours. Initially, you don't want to use it long term, and you want to make sure you keep good fluid level, but they're under treating. And the other thing they don't understand is it's so important to prevent pain. Like, if you'll take Panadol Osteo 2 every 8 hours, if your liver's okay, that if you can prevent the pain before it comes on, you'll do much better for pain management. But the psychological issues are a huge problem. People become depressed. They break down their family groups, and they resort to alcohol and other ways to get to manage the pain. So it's really, really important for you to become the patient. Especially with these mass production clinics, we know that in the addiction rate, same happened in the U.S. increase in addiction, because if you see someone consistently, they know what's going on and they can help you manage your pain. If you're just seeing someone for 3 minutes, you're not going to get the kind of pain management that you need. So it's really, really important to be self-managed and make sure that you're taking care of your pain and getting the adequate care and getting the adequate people to help you. Physiotherapy, it can help. It's Trades, National Trades Month in August. We know that trades have a higher rate of injury, and they tend to ignore them until they've gone to be severe. So just something like the stretching before you start work. Make sure you stay on top of it so you don't get it turn into chronic pain. The other thing that you want to do is make sure that you're eating right. I mean, sausage rolls and meat pies every once in a while is one thing, but to have them every day, they're going to ruin your health. You need really healthy food, and it's got to become in for tradies to eat healthy, because they don't, and they tend to smoke more, and they tend to drink more. So all those things damage your tissues, and when you damage your tissues, you increase your risk of injury, and that increases your risk of ending up with chronic pain.
My goodness, what a summary, but an incredibly interesting summary. We've been talking pain management without the use of narcotics. Dr. Carolyn McLeod, Medical Director of the Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier. You tune to Classic Hits 4CA Saturday afternoon, Sarah's Spot.